It's the Squizzy Show. We just set the mic up and we go. What's this episode about, man? We don't even know. And maybe we just might have some topics to say, but chances are that's a no, we'll do the show anyway.
We begin this story back in 2003, where a hardcore nerd meets a geek named James. They played and played TSEC till they got bored and got busy on the internet making a show called Squizzy.
It's Squizzy, S-Q-N, the Izzy, recorded it down straight from his dad, Izzy.
No one really knows what it's about. They scream and they rave and sometimes shout. They seem racist and they're sometimes loud, but they'll make you laugh till you cover your mouth.
Izzy coming at you like a dog with rabies, attacks the nearest girl and gives you some babies. SQ hasn't quite gotten it down with the ladies, but he would do anything just to give us ratings.
Cause they're witty and they're funny and they never really seem to need any sort of fan support, you see, because the show is just about their lives and the average everyday things that happen to you
and me.
Hey Gene.
Hey man, what's up?
Do you like our show?
I listen to it all the day.
I love the show.
It's so
amazing.
Good.
It's
so
amazing.
Great.
I can't. If I had nothing to listen to, I would listen to the Squizzy Show
I
all
listen
day.
To it when I'm in the shower, when I'm making dinner, every single waking
moment. Squizzy Show. What do you need to know about the show? Well, they're racist and complacent about some things that make you cringe. They sometimes laugh when they pass wind, but it's all in fun. They don't mean it.
And all of you give your props to Hacker Media. It costs us a little, but it's free to you.
So sit back and enjoy the show,
cause
here
we go.
Some comments,
bitches.
Squizzy Show, Squizzy Show, Squizzy Show. Yeah, yeah. I like the Squizzy Show, Squizzy Show. This is our show.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it?
We like a show. This is the show. Squizzy Show, Squizzy Show.
Squizzy Go. Come on, Squizzy. UT crazy.
Yeah.
Don't you wish you had a song like this? But you don't, cause you're just a little bitch.
Oh, God.
Hey guys, back here for another fantastic episode of Squizzy Radio. What are you
Squizzy
trying to do there?
Radio. Yeah, it's Squizzy. This is Izzy.
This is Gene. We're here. 16th episode.
Yeah, 1-6.
Feeling good.
Technically 1-5, since I guess the last was the best, but.
No. We had a 15th episode.
Oh, that was a.
Where have you been?
What am I? I'm gone. Away from things.
Isaiah, your problem is that you.
I don't.
You never know.
I don't know anything.
At all.
Yeah. First thing I want to hit on, in case they don't listen through this all the way, if the Foos are listening to this, I saw your comment, and no, I am not at the Allen store anymore. I'm at the Parker and Avenue K store. Please come and see me. I need some Alvin love. That's all there is to it. So thanks for still listening, and thanks for commenting on the last show.
It's gross. Alvin love.
Dude, Alvin's cool.
He's cool. He's cool, no doubt.
Good guy. I like him. You met him.
I met him.
Eat stuff.
Yeah, everything.
He wants $500, too. I have your $500, Alvin. Come to the store. I'll give it to you in the form of a plastic bag.
Or whatever $500 else. Plastic bag.
Yeah. He'd always come up to me. He's always like, $500. Where's my $500? I'd be like, it's right here. And I'd give him, like, an empty CD case. He'd be like, you fool. That's not my $500. Yeah, I miss those guys a lot. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's been a exciting couple of weeks for me.
It has.
PSP launched, which I have to say is the single coolest thing I've ever held in my mortal hands. It really is.
I got to play it a little bit in the car on the way
back. Better than breasts.
Yeah, better than... All right. I got to hold it, the PSP, in the car. You know, we were playing a little bit. I watched a little
bit. He was skeptical at first.
I was very skeptical.
As is everyone. I was... had no intention of buying one until I held it, and it's magical, as Gene can tell you about.
Well, what it is that it's all the screen, and the screen is small, but it's so clear, and it's actually big when you look at it. It feels like it should be smaller. Yeah. Maybe that's just years of playing on the
Game Boy.
Well, you know,
it's a 4.3-inch TFT LCD screen, a 260 by 160 resolution, which is much higher than your average TV's resolution.
Right.
So when you look at something that small, you know, you'd think, you know, it'd be hard to, like, read words and everything, but not when it's that high of a resolution.
And it's actually really nice, and if you've got, what, $250,
bones
just lying around, we recommend that you go ahead and invest in the PSP.
It's the best thing you can buy. You know, it plays movies, it plays music, plays stuff off your computer. You know, you'd have to drop down, like, $400 to $500 for a portable DVD player.
But, say I'm looking at a PSP and I want to use it for movies, I'm pretty much limited to whatever Sony ports over to UMD disc, that's correct?
Yeah, which is going to be most, like, big-name movies, stuff like that. But also, you know, you'll be able to purchase your 1 gig memory stick and download, you know, be it a limited quantity of movies, to watch, you know, on the go.
Which would be cool. I will admit, I'd like...
Ew. God. That was sick, dude.
That was sick.
He had some kind of, like, white bubbly crap in his mouth.
Ugh.
That was awesome.
That was awesome.
You'll admit.
I'll admit that the fact that they included the memory stick brings a lot of really cool,
potential
to the system in terms of emulation.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, imagine... You're playing all your favorite Super Nintendo games.
Yeah, I mean, a 1 gig memory stick will hold every Super Nintendo game in existence easily.
Yeah, so I mean, it's pretty cool.
Yeah,
we have once they crack it, once they figure out the inner workings of the PSP, we could really see a lot of really neat developments. The thing that scares me about that is that Sony could combat that with their wireless software updating technology that they have, where you can just go ahead and download updates to the main system. Now, I don't know if they could, you know, if they'll actually be fighting that kind of thing, but that is something that we could worry about. And that would certainly suck if they did that, but...
Yeah, I doubt they will. By the way, the wireless feature is fantastic. Just sitting in my apartment, I scanned for wireless networks, found 3 of them, only one of which was encrypted, and I could... connect to the other 2 wireless networks from my room.
Right.
And
now, what can you do when you connect?
Right now, nothing. You can play certain games online, like Twisted Metal.
Right.
I could be laying in my room, connect to, I believe his name was Wiley. Wiley is wireless router. And play Twisted Metal online from my PSP while laying in my bed.
On his bandwidth.
Yeah, on his bandwidth. It's fantastic.
Cool.
It sounds
pretty awesome. We recommend that you guys go ahead and pick one up. If you're skeptical, just hold one.
Yeah. All you really have to do is just watch, like, part of Spider-Man 2, the movie, on it.
Mm.
And all doubts will be washed down the drain.
And if you're thinking maybe you want to hold out, maybe, you know, you're not quite ready for it, Sony, you know, this is Sony's system. Think of all your favorite PlayStation 1 games.
Yes.
Those are very possibly going to be ported over. Imagine playing Final Fantasy VII or Xenogears or maybe the Tony Hawk 1.
Yeah. Well, you know, Tony Hawk's Underground's already on it.
Well, there you go.
Which is better in some aspects. Not
some aspects.
Sense. But the graphics are fantastic. It's got a faster processor than the PS2. You're looking at faster processing, high quality screen, wireless capabilities, media card capabilities, pictures, MP3s, movies, all for only $250. Plus, if you go to your local GameStop, you can trade in your games or DVD movies and get an extra 20% when you put stuff down towards a PSP.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right, so, you know, finishing up that, go ahead and check out a PSP. We think they're really great. I'm sure Nextbox will suck. I mean, talk about it a little bit.
I don't even know if they released in Canada. The European release was canceled. Canada is, like, affiliated with Europe.
I think they are. I think you're right.
That's why they're...
If not Europe, they're at least crappy. Affiliated with homosexuality.
That and anal bleeding.
They're one and the same.
I think Canadian is English for anal bleeding.
Is English?
Or some other language.
French.
Oh, my.
Canadian.
Yeah.
Canadian.
Canadian. I speak French. I want to be separated from everybody. You know, the separatists. Yeah. I like the separatists.
I don't understand that.
Yeah, we're going to separate from Canada? I can understand. Separating from Canada.
What's so bad? I mean, I know it's Canada, but come on.
What are they going to do when they separate? I mean, they're going to have to start their own government, start their own form of welfare. I mean, that's not a good idea.
These are things that they think they can handle just fine.
It's because they're French. French people are totally incompetent. There's a French guy who came into my store the other day.
Yeah.
I have to say he was the most I've ever seen.
Really?
I'm not kidding. He comes in like on his like fancy bike. Like, he's on some kind of motorcycle.
Okay.
And he's got that cool helmet on, the tight leather, like, biker jacket and whatnot, you know, with the tight leather boots and whatnot. He comes in, takes his helmet off. He's like, could you kindly direct me to your GameCube session? His hair's, like, perfect in every way. I was like, good Lord, if I was a chick, I would have done him.
Yeah.
And then I would have slapped him for being French.
It's true.
Anyway, I'm sure the first thing we're going to see in our comments is something from T. Primex. Like, you guys make fun Canadian. Am I dumb you is? Me, T. Primex.
The thing about Primex is that reading his comments is a lot like solving a puzzle. You only get it pieces at a time, and you kind of have to put it together.
We have to actually go into some of these because there is not a single comprehensible T. Primex comment. They all make no sense.
They're terrible. Very notorious for his grammar. Is it because...
It's not just his grammar. It's like... He doesn't speak English. It's amazing.
It is amazing. And we're stalling right now as I try to find one.
Here, you're way past.
I'm passing them. I don't know what I'm doing.
Okay, well, actually, it was the...
Next, there we go, right here. This one.
The 35 comment one.
Which, by the way, congrats on breaking our record. Too bad you had to suck to do it.
Yeah. Good job on having a lot of comments because...
Here we go.
Okay, MK, exactly in this show, what is there to be informed about? And who cares about anything you know? It's something we enjoy, we not doing it for 10 years olds like yourself. If you hate UT Crazy Show so much, then why don't you make your own show, Bring It, Bitch? And why do any of us care about anything like why care about the Twin Tower bombing? Like, really, did it affect you? So why... Just crawl under a rock because nothing matters in life.
That was not edited. He read it word for word. And that's what it was.
And then there's blah, blah, blah. More people talk about, you know, whatever they're saying. And then T-Primex comes back. Yes, it's sad. A few thousand died, but really, it happens every day. People die all the time in war. Oh no, someone actually died in Japan. Quite a few people, actually. It should be our top story. There's no, like, punctuation in between sentences.
There's what? Okay, the real problem is that there's no flow. Like, when you write something, you put in areas to where it's obvious where you're supposed to pause, you know, or you're supposed to take a breath, or not with this guy. And, you know, hopefully he's fixing it. Looks like he's working on it. You know, maybe when he gets out of, you know, high school.
I called him on it. I called him. I wrote a long thing about his bad grammar and everything. And then he comes back. Yeah, sorry for the bad grammar. Both times I made a comment, I was late for school. No punctuation whatsoever. It could all just be, like, one thing.
And there's a difference, you know, between online punctuation and blatant disrespect for the rules of grammar. And I think that his, you know, really falls into the line.
Here you go.
Anyway.
Here you go. Sorry for saying the Twin Tower. Sorry for saying the Twin Tower bombing. It did, but I was basically stating that death is a factor of life, like everything in life.
It's good.
It has. I can't figure out how old he is. I listened to the show.
Uh huh.
He's got the weirdest. Like, he almost sounds like a Down syndrome person. And
that was my first sort of implication of his voice. That was sort of my. Well, let me try. Impression.
Impression.
That
of
was
his
the
voice.
Word I was looking for.
Yeah, I can't figure it out. We don't know how old these guys are.
We can only assume that they're sophomores. You think?
T Primex sounds like he's like. 15, 16.
Well, I think that they go to the same school. Maybe they're in the same class. I don't know.
Possibly. But, you know, I mean, they try. I give them props for making their show. They've made more shows than we have.
That's true.
They keep doing it. They're having fun doing it. People criticize them, but hey, it's America.
Yeah.
They have. Oh, shit. It is Canada. I don't know. Stop making shows. There has to be some kind of Canadian law. In America, you can talk about whatever you want to talk about.
I don't know about how it is in Canada.
I know in Canada you can't say that you don't like French people. I think that's a law.
I don't even know.
The last I saw, Canada was under the control of Saddam Hussein.
Uh-huh.
And Cartman and Stan and Kyle were like on the way to to save somebody. They may be on their way to your house.
Okay. All right, that's okay. All right. And, you know, the weird thing about Canada is that I have no idea what they... Like, their system of government. Is it, like, a king? Or is it... waiting for Izzy to get off the phone.
Sorry about that. Sorry.
All right. Sorry.
I thought we were going to have some people, you know, come in to listen to the show, but... They're going to see Ruby instead.
Okay. All right. Basically, the question that I was extending is, what is Canada's system of government? Do they have a prime minister?
Like under the, yeah, there's
they?
A prime...
I don't know.
The prime minister of Canada. Yeah.
That was good. I like that. Do that again.
I'm the prime minister of Canada. Tats are Philip, Canada's only resource. Blah, 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 blah. You're flapping heads.
Yeah. It's good.
And true.
Right,
not even a real country anyway.
Let's move.
My favorite part of the movie.
Let's move away from Prime
Good
X.
Job, guys, and keep up the good work.
You suck.
But we love you, seriously.
You suck.
Alright, Gene was gonna talk about his wiener.
I was. It's... massive, sturdy, and I think that's about really all that there is to be said about it.
Okay.
Massive, sturdy.
That's all I wanted.
That's it.
That's what I wanted to say.
All right.
Wiener talk.
Wiener. It was good. Move on from that. That's a good segment with the wiener there. I like that.
Worked on that one for a while.
Yeah. We wrote down...
nothing. We wrote down nothing.
All right, yeah, we didn't write so much down.
It's a Squizzy show. We just set the mics up and we go.
What's this episode about, man?
We don't even know.
We don't know.
That's, I mean, the song, the reason the song is perfect is because it's about the Squizzy show.
It's true.
And it's all true.
It's all true.
Especially about the part about... us having sex.
So, Isaiah and I went out to eat today.
Yeah.
Which was nice. We went to some Mexican restaurant.
Mexico.
Some shady Mexican like buffet style.
It wasn't buffet style.
It
was restaurant style.
It was
bad. They serve you, they have great chips. It's called, it's Mexico.
It's Mexico. It's bad.
It's good.
Like everything tastes like it's been reheated several times.
Oh my ass. Come on, Gene.
Yeah, it was pretty okay, I guess. But, I don't know, we got to meet Elise's cousin. Seems like a nice guy.
He seems alright.
A little bit young.
I think we were intimidating him.
I guess
with
that's
our squizziness.
Yeah, we were talking about, like, bad stuff.
Bad stuff. There was this family eating next to us, and they just kept, like, looking over and grimacing as we were talking about, like, nipple maggots and...
Yeah.
Ugh.
It was bad.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It's alright, though. It's alright. You know? It's the millennium. Kids talk about this stuff
they
now.
They do.
They have the internet. You have Style Project. You
can't get away from
warps
it.
Warps your mind and you talk about nipple maggots at the table while eating. Man, this microphone is totally in my stash. I get hope there's no hair grindy sound in here.
They don't make that noise. But...
Oh, God.
You know, we got to do it.
I don't want to do it.
You know we got to do it. While we were eating, Elise pipes up.
It wasn't just like she piped up. We were talking about anus.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about buttholes for some reason. We were talking about my butt. Rather, my lack of butt.
Yeah, we're talking about
how
Gene's so skinny that he has no butt. It's like a flat wall with a hole in the middle of it. But his butt is comprised of mostly curly hair. So there's no fat there, it's just curly hair.
Right.
Curly hair with a hole.
Right, curly hair with a hole. And, you know, as we were talking about this, Elise pipes up and says, well, your butthole smells.
There's something along the lines of, I say his butthole really smells. Which is very awkward for me.
This is at the table. People to our left and right, literally probably within arm's length. And,
it's just... I don't know why she said... I think how it came up was the other day, we're lying in bed, you know, naked.
Uh-huh.
And I'm, like, lying on my stomach. And she, she like, gets down by my butt and, like,
She says that it was so cute.
Yeah. Apparently my butt is cute. And she like... she blows in the butt and then smells the fume.
Right.
And apparently it didn't smell so good.
So she blew in the butt, the air bounced back, and whatever came back really offended her nose.
Apparently I never thought she would... You know, say this in front of her cousin and my good friend.
In the middle of
quite embarrassing.
It was awesome.
So apparently my butt does smell.
The best moment of my life. Certainly had to share it with you guys. Apparently,
very awkward.
Elise blows in butts and smells it, and Isaiah is just not up to it.
Not up to the smell part. I was astounded at this discovery that my butthole actually smells like bad.
She was
I think she wasn't expecting it, you know. Everything about me is cool.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that's just an area she's never explored before. I guard it, you know. I'm not interested in that area being probed, and let my guard down a little while, and she faced the consequences of
it. Happened.
Awkward.
So that's our little
awkward
story.
Thank you, Gene.
Tonight. It was good. I couldn't let it slide.
Thanks, Gene.
It was too good not to let
now
you guys.
Now all our listeners know about my butt smell.
But see, Isaiah has the best stories, I think, of pretty much anyone I know. He always has the best stories, and you know, they're good. I like them.
Yeah. I guess this is leading into me telling the story about an ex-girlfriend I have.
Right. This is probably my second favorite story.
Next to the butthole story. Excellent. All right. So I have this girlfriend. Mm-hmm. This was back when I was like 15 years old. I was, you know, real serious in a 15-year-old way with this girl.
Yeah.
And she was, you know, with my first sexual experiences with this girl.
Uh-huh.
So basically, you know, at some point, we lose our virginity to each other.
Okay.
And it's a fantastic thing. Uh-huh. So we're not too versed in the ways of being secret and sly about, you know, where and when is a good time to copulate. So, so you know, we're doing it on a regular basis. And this, I have to explain to you her house. Well, she has a garage, which the doorway opens into a hall. You open the garage door, you see down a hall, which leads straight into her room. And when you... the doors open in the room, you can see straight to the bed.
Okay.
Of the room. So, it's during the summer, and her mom is always at work during the day.
Uh-huh.
So we're always in her room, you know,
doing it.
And so at one point, we're doing it, you know, no clothes on,
uh-huh.
obviously. And there's this sound that happens. They have an alarm. So whenever a door opens in their house, there's a sound that goes, beep, 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 beep. And so we're in the room, naked on the top of the bed doing it. And beep, 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 beep. We hear the beeping sound. So I think the strongest single moment in my life was whenever I pushed myself airborne with my hands alone. I flew up off the bed with no clothes on. And I don't even know if my legs ever touched the ground after the pushing motion of which I flew into the bathroom. Obviously, the garage door is open. Her bedroom door is open. So she sees straight into the bedroom, me lunging into the bathroom with no clothes on. I'm hiding in the bathroom. She goes into the room. What's going on here? Jessica tries to play it off. And then she's like, Isaiah, I'm in the bathroom naked. What? She's, you know, get out, never come back again. Of course, you know, it's her 15-year-old daughter. I can totally understand.
Yeah, yeah. No, hang on. You're in the bathroom naked.
Right.
And she says, get out. How do you handle that?
Well, there's an opposite doorway of where she is. I basically just walk out of the bathroom naked. She may have seen me, and I go and get my clothes. Now, the thing is, I'm 15, I don't have a car yet.
Uh-huh.
So, I'm like, I can't leave because I don't have a car. She's like, well, I'll take you home. Which is, of course, the worst thing that's ever happened to me. Driving home with my girlfriend's mom, who's just caught me and her daughter having sex at 15 years old.
It's good.
So it was about a 20-minute drive to my house, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Whew.
I can only imagine.
You can't imagine. You can't imagine how horrible it was. There's just... You know, what do you even do in that situation? I don't even... Like, if I was placed in that situation, I would not know what to do. Just straight up. So, that's the story. You know, afterwards, I didn't see her for like a couple months, and then we got back together, and it ended horribly with her cheating on me. And
good. I'm glad it worked out for everyone.
That's the way it goes.
I'm glad it worked out for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Especially you.
That's my story.
Signified.
I hope you guys liked it.
It's a good story. It's
Gene
good story.
Loves it.
The first time I heard that story, oh man, I died. Oh, I love that story. Because I can just imagine that the terror that noise, the beep, 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 would just instill in your body.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
You know, because the only other person who lived with her was her mom. So
mm-hmm.
being, you know, naked in the bed, hearing beep, 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 beep. The only thing that was her mom coming home, looking straight into the room, seeing us on the bed naked.
Terrible.
Oh.
terrible.
Just picture yourself in that situation. What would you even do?
I don't know if they could picture themselves in that situation.
Yeah.
Because that would involve...
Bad times.
That would involve
bad
girl,
times.
You know.
Gross. Gene.
What? I was just making fun of him.
All right.
All right, we're going to move on to our next topic that we haven't figured out what it's going to be yet.
Squizzy style.
So this,
moving on.
This is a little behind-the-scenes Squizzy action right here. When Isaiah and I transfer, sort of do a transition into a new topic, we banter back and forth for a couple seconds while we sort of, on another level, non-verbal level, sort of discuss between each other what the next topic is going to be. And we do this completely with our eyes.
Yeah, we always look at each other. We're always, you know, moving our hands and talking. And eventually, we just move on into a subject.
Right.
Unknown to us at the time.
It's almost like guided meditation, except that neither one of us is really controlling the experience. It's really strange how we go from topic to topic when we don't plan a show. And I think that there are scientists out there that would be really interested.
Yeah, we could get some grants.
Yeah.
To study Squizzy show behavior. You know, kind of like monkey guy. You know,
yeah,
he has to
sit
like a camouflage net on the wall. You know, studying us.
And I could see that.
It'd be a Discovery Channel special.
We could do it. We could do it.
You're like. In the wild Squizzy show world, two people sit in chairs and banter back and forth. Jane Lowe is going to watch them and write down stuff. You know, and then they'd have like a shot of like my face and my mouth moving, and then Gene's face and his mouth moving, and then like us making out. I don't know.
I'm terrible.
Not very good at this.
You're bad. I should get a new co-host, I think.
Who could you even find?
I don't know. I don't know. I think that me
you can
and maybe
talk with yourself.
Maybe me and like a pair of dirty underwear could do, I think, a better show.
What would the names be?
Gene and Dirty Underwear.
Horrible idea.
No, you don't think you don't like it?
I don't like it.
All right, we'll just keep going with a shitty idea then.
Squizzy.
Squizzy show. Yeah. All right, so this is the part of the show where we kind of wind down. We don't really know what's going to go on. Hitting a little over 30 minutes now, so...
I don't like making them too much... 30 minutes already?
I know.
God!
Hey, how does it happen?
It just...
Literally.
It always happens so quick for me.
We sat down, it seems only 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And
honestly,
now...
I don't even know what we talked
show,
about.
We've not even covered anything.
Yeah,
we talked a little bit about
the beauty.
I don't know, man.
Of Squizzy.
I don't get it.
We don't have to talk about anything, and it's interesting enough to where we don't have to talk about.
But
anything.
That's how we know that we're doing a good show. I think is when we get lost.
Yeah.
That I mean, if we're getting lost, imagine the audience. You know.
Captivated in Squizzy goo,
to say the least. Goo.
Gross.
Well,
like, it's hot in here.
It is hot in here. We turned off the fan, and you know, we're smoking, sizzling. You know, I need a haircut. Like, bad.
It's alright.
Yeah, I need a haircut, man. It's too long.
I need a haircut.
Too shaggy. You want to go get a haircut? Is there like a 24-hour hair cuttery?
There's no 24-hour hair cuttery. Anywhere.
Why not? There should be. It's 24-hour everything else. There should be a 24-hour haircut.
I don't know about that.
Why not?
Why would you need a haircut at 3 in the morning?
Hello, me and you right here. You know, it's almost 11. Well, it's almost 10:30.
Yeah. All right. Well, hair cuttery, 24-hour.
24-hour hair cuttery.
There's no 24-hour barbecue place.
It's true. There's not. There aren't enough 24-hour places. I think everything should be 24-hour.
Think about 24-hour places. You have to find, like, quality people to work the 24-hour shift. Every time I go anywhere at 3 in the morning, it's always, like, people that hate themselves. Except for my Wendy's.
Ah, Wendy's isn't a 24-hour store, though.
Well, they don't. It's not 24 hours.
It is late.
Like,
it might as well be.
2 a.m. Our Wendy's.
Yeah.
Every time I go there, there's this dude. this guy that works there. I drive up to the drive-thru and I know it's him. He's like, thank you for grilling your Wendy's. Is there anything that you can help me with today? Like, burger and this and that. And he's like, burger for you. Fantastic.
He's the best guy ever. I met him. And he makes just the most mundane thing exciting. Like, driving through,
like,
ordering.
He really loves working that late night shift at Wendy's.
And he talks to you when you're in your car, and
he's cool. Friendly, and man, we need more fast food people that actually like their jobs.
I agree. I want to go. I want to go there now. I want to go see him. Say hello. Just say hello.
Yeah. He's a happy guy.
Well, it looks like that's all we got. I think.
Yeah. I think we're done for today.
Yeah.
Episode 16. 30.
Don't say it, because it's always wrong.
Always do it.
Always wrong. It's going to be... Damn it. Okay, you want to give it a try?
All right.
I'm going to go with...
36 minutes, 25 seconds.
All right, I'm going to go with 37 minutes and 45 seconds. 37 minutes, 45 seconds.
All right. Well, as always, leave us comments, questions, ideas. Oh, did someone real quick? Did someone leave a comment for something for us to talk about? That girl?
Oh yeah, she left comments. She even told me today, make sure you talk about those. Well, we'll get them next time.
All right, we'll get them next time. So well, more comments, right, more
well,
stuff to talk all right, about.
Yeah, we'll do one. All right,
okay, we'll
do one.
All right, real quick.
Just real quick, like. All right.
Comment on how you liked our Best Of show. There was no comments on the Best Of show. I don't know why. I thought it was awesome. I literally spent 12 hours editing that show, and no one really commented on the goodness of it. So go back and listen to it if you haven't. It's really good.
Okay. We have this one. We have a choice for a couple of different ones. We have, if Barbie is so popular, why do you have to buy all her friends? Which I think is a joke, but I can't really remember. And then we also have, let's see, some filler would be great here, Isaiah.
Lard Lad is on Jean's hat. I don't know why I'm singing that.
Okay, never mind. That's all we got. So we're going to go ahead and talk about that. If Barbie is so popular, why do you have to buy all of her friends?
I think the reason for this is that...
she's a toy.
There are ethnicities, actually.
Okay.
And Barbie is the ideal white woman.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the way other ethnicities in this country and all over the world whine whenever there's something out there that they're not part of, you know, I can see it. I can see, like, a black person walking into a Walmart.
Yeah.
Being like, why the hell ain't there no black Barbies? There's a racist. I'm gonna sue Walmart now.
We'll
go in with, like, Martin Luther King and all the other dead guys and be like, give us a black Barbie.
Yeah.
If we don't, we're gonna poop ourselves and set people on fire and stuff.
They'll do it.
Cause I'm black.
So there you have it. That is why you have to buy Barbie's friends, because the minorities came in and took over our white neighborhood once again. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
We appreciate it.
I was fine with white Barbie. Now we have, like, Consuela Barbie and...
Too much.
We need to have construction worker Barbie.
Do they have a Mexican
toilet
Barbie?
Cleaner, but yeah. It's her friend, like, Jose Gonzalez. I don't know, man.
I'm sure it's there.
Yeah, it's there. All the ethnicities are covered. There's even an Asian Barbie, but I don't really think there needs to be. Asians don't have time to play with Barbies.
Don't they?
They're busy playing the violin and doing math equations.
That's what I tell them.
Uh-huh.
And every Asian I talk to, they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, there's no time for you to question me. Get back to your music. I don't understand. you know. But hey, you know, whatever. So, Angie, there you go. There's the answer for your question there. The reason being that Barbie's a toy. All right. So we'll wait. No, that wasn't what it was. It was black people are stupid.
Yeah.
Okay. So guys, we're gonna go ahead and we thank you guys for listening.
Thanks for listening to Squizzy once again. Spadoinkle.
Spadoinkle.
This is fact, not fiction. For the first time in years.